This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, you got to be part of the conversation. You really do. Just sitting there yelling at the radio doesn't help you, doesn't give me any help. Head up to the website, therealside.com. There's a live chat room going on there. A lot smarter people in that chat room than you're listening to behind the mic, for sure. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to my website. Get a nice, wonderful Christmas gift for your relatives. Really, if you really want to have some interesting conversation, we'll put it that way, at the table during the holidays, give a copy of my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. Really, you can have a lot of fun with it. All those labels you can have a lot of fun with. Or you can, you know, give me a Christmas gift and support the show. If you head over to the website, there's a Patreon button right there. And what it does is it allows you to get messages that other people don't get. You join our little insiders club. You can check it out and see what's going on up there. Maybe even some personal pictures of me with the kids and all that other fun stuff. Whoopie ding, right? But it helps support the show as well. For the price of, as little as the price of a cup of coffee at one of those expensive places, you could support the show. And I would appreciate anything you could do, always. Trump's administration is finding success in bringing home Americans that have been detained abroad. That's right. You know, he talked about this during his campaign, that we had plenty of Americans overseas that were being held improperly, illegally, against their will, that really didn't break any laws. Some did, some didn't. Now, President Trump is well known for his brash and confrontational style in governing, but it could be the more diplomatic side of his administration generating some of the biggest victories. This year, amid all the debate over issues like the travel ban, the border wall, health care, senior officials in the White House. I mean, that's just garbage. Just keeps going. The State Department has been working behind the scenes, and working hard behind the scenes, to resolve some major concerns of the president. Now, I haven't heard of any president really doing this before, where they go looking for Americans that are, I don't know, they've been captured, that have been jailed or detained in other countries, and checking to see if it's valid or not. Now, shortly after the president took office, he told Secretary of State Tillerson to prioritize bringing home Americans. Bring home those Americans who've been wrongfully detained and held hostage in foreign countries. He goes on to say, we are proud that we've been able to secure the release of several Americans as a result of U.S. diplomacy efforts. Now, while the administration, it's been successful at securing the release of a bunch of Americans so far, a lot that we don't even know about. There's about 10 of them out there he can't seem to make happen. Now, Joshua Holtz is in Venezuela. He's being detained. It appears he's being wrongfully detained. Now, the work is nowhere near complete. And this is where that, I don't want to call it thuggery, but this is where him putting pressure and heat on other countries is fine. And it makes sense. From college students who just ran sideways to the law when they were there, to a family held for years by a terror group. There's plenty that he did this year. Remember Otto Warmbier? Is that his name?
Warmbier.
Yeah, see? Like warm beer, right?
Correct.
Yuck. One of the most highly publicized cases, the University of Virginia student. It was also one of the most tragic, because remember, he died shortly after he got back. He was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor for trying to steal a political banner from a hotel. Now, we say allegedly, supposedly, and all of that. But when he was finally evacuated, right, when they saw what this kind of shape he was in, he was unresponsive, he was weak, and barely awake. How does that happen in that short period of time? Now, there was no physical evidence on him that he'd ever been beaten or anything like that. But they did notice that Warmbier had suffered extensive loss of brain tissue, suggesting he had lost blood supply to his brain for a period of time. See, I wonder what that was all about. The North Koreans claimed Warmbier had suffered from botulism and then slipped into a coma after taking a sleeping pill. But the U.S. doctor said, no, that didn't happen. Right? There was no evidence of it at all. Then remember the Caitlin Coleman and Joshua Boyle, right? Coleman and her Canadian husband Boyle were kidnapped in October 2012 by the Taliban. Now, they were on a backpacking trip that took them into Afghanistan, held by a terror group for 5 years. I wonder what the Canadians did, if anything. The couple had three children while in captivity. Before being rescued, the captors attempted to move them across the border to Pakistan. After getting the go-ahead from Trump, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, the Defense Secretary James Mattis, and military officials... Now, see, this is the way you do it. Just like President Reagan did it, if you guys recall. They all went over to Pakistan, and they said, here's how it's going to work. Either you get the family out, or we're going to do it. And we'll do it without your help. Think about that. So Pakistan decided, you know what? We'll go do it. Why couldn't Obama do that? Why wouldn't he do that? He cared for people, so he said. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more stories coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. I'm going to your house. And some of you who've been paying attention asked. You know, I have the stable up in front of the, it's actually top of the screen now, but I have the stable up on the desk, studio desk. And it's got the animals in the stables. That's what usually hangs out the stables, is animals. And we got the little shepherd there watching over the sheep, and the one sheep that was lost, the one up over his neck, and look who showed up. The angel showed up to watch over things, getting the place ready. You know, sweep it up a little bit, get it cleaned up, because you know who's coming, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're hanging out with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head out to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, and you can get involved in the conversation, whether you do it from the website, therealside.com, or on the live Facebook feed, or wherever you're doing it. And just, you know what? It's family. Get involved. If you head up to the website, though, you can buy my book. Please do. Matter of fact, go to the store. Check things out in the store. We were talking about Caitlin Coleman and Joshua Boyle, a Canadian and American that were, taken hostage in Afghanistan. And we knew they were hanging out in Pakistan with the terrorist group. And as Reagan did at one point in time, so did Mr. Trump, or President Trump, to Mr. Tillerson, saying, hey, go tell the Pakistanis, either they go get them or we're going to go get them, but they're coming out. One way or the other. So, guess what happened? The Pakistanis decided they didn't want American forces on their land, so they went and they got them out. And we got them back. Again, I say, Mr. Obama had 5 years to make a move. 5 years to do something with these people. He did nothing. Sabrina D'Souza, the former CIA agent, was set to be extradited from Portugal to Italy over the kidnapping of a Muslim cleric before an extraordinary effort by the Trump administration back in March won her a last-minute reprieve. D'Souza was one of 26 people convicted in absentia for the 2003 abduction of radical Egyptian cleric Osama Mustafa Hussein Nassar, also known as Abu Omar, when I say that to begin with. He was then transported for interrogation to his native Egypt, where he says he was tortured. While the White House remained mum on its role in the affair, former Representative Pete Hoekstra from Michigan, a spokesman for D'Souza, said officials within the Trump White House worked to block her extradition. And I can confirm that this wouldn't have happened without extraordinary help from the Trump administration. Again, I ask, why didn't Mr. Obama work on this? This woman worked for the CIA for years. Why didn't Mr. Obama work on this? Just curious. Aya Hijazi, shortly after President Trump met with the Egyptian counterpart, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, in April, the country released Egyptian-American charity worker Aya Hijazi from prison. After nearly 3 years of detention, Hijazi and her husband had established a foundation to aid street children, but were arrested along with six others in 2014. The White House kept it quiet about its role, noting only that the case was on the agenda when Trump met with el-Sisi. But the president personally dispatched a U.S. government plane to Cairo to bring Hijazi and her husband back to the U.S. and personally met with her soon after she acquitted in Egypt of charges of child abuse that were widely dismissed as bogus to begin with. Again, Mr. Obama, it was 2014. Why didn't you do anything about this? Why is it that Trump is able to do these things and you're not? You weren't. I think it was because you didn't want to. You were giving away money all over the place. UCLA basketball player. Now, look it. Some say he had nothing to do with it, but I don't buy that. I mean, seriously. China's not known for their human kindness. The basketball players from UCLA that were released, remember them? Liango Ball, Cody Riley, and I guess it was Jalen Hill. They were accused of stealing designer sunglasses from a Louis Vuitton store next to the team's hotel. And yeah, well, I guess you could. There's some places in China where people do have some decent money. UCLA was in China to play their season opener against Georgia Tech, which I don't get. Well, why the heck did we go? If some of you brain surgeons in the chat room, I don't get this. Why would we go to China to play two American teams in an opening? Show them goodwill or something? To the three UCLA basketball players, I say, you're welcome. Go out and give a big thank you to the President Xi Jinping of China, who made your release possible, and have a great life. Right? Be careful. There are many pitfalls on the long and winding road of life, he said to them. Now, this whole thing ended up being a fight between one of the player's sons and the dad of one of the player's sons and Trump. I would have just taken the kid, give him back to the Chinese and say, here, you work it out. I mean, seriously. Saying thank you to somebody, it's It is just the right thing to do. It's the proper thing to do. Why is that so hard? See, this is where I don't get where you people say, love Trump's hate. But not on the right or not on the left? I don't understand. You're confusing me. Because a thank you is a thank you for somebody who does something good and kind. Why would you have a problem with this? I don't get it. And maybe partially I don't want to get it because I don't believe you told me the truth anyhow. Another, again, two Americans who... Now, see, we go to other countries. You young people, you go to other countries, you do stupid stuff, and then you want to cry. You go, I didn't know. I'm sorry. Well, you know what? You're in somebody else's country. You respect their customs whether you like it or not. You follow their laws whether you like it or not, and then you're going to find out something that most of young people find out, which I find just hilarious, is our Constitution doesn't apply over there. Taiwan doesn't care about our Constitution. Mongolia doesn't care about our Constitution. China, Japan, any one of these countries, they don't care what your rights are in America. Go ahead, try that freedom of speech thing on some of those communist countries and watch what happens to you. Two American men who were reportedly honeymooning in Thailand were detained after they shared photos of their exposed behinds taken at two famous Bangkok temples. So here they are, desecrating a holy place. I mean, think about it. It's a holy place. Why do you have to do something so Americanly stupid as mooning the temple? Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for showing the class of the American people. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Not really. Well, now we're back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, with Christmas coming up and all the kind of things going on around you, I hope you have your health care in order. So, you know, I like to give you a few minutes or give him a few minutes to speak with you on a regular basis, because I want to make sure that you understand how healthcare works. And there's plenty of options. You know, there's plenty of options out there for you to be able to take care of you and your family. Dale Bellis, who's a good guy, I love it when he joins us. I love it when he gives us some quick insight on healthcare. You know, one of the things I like to do on the show is at least be informative. I know you guys, I don't sing or dance, so you're not getting entertained, and I try to bring information to you that's real, that you can think about. Because my thought here isn't to tell you that you're wrong and you need to do it this way or else. My thought's always to say to you, look, here's an alternative. Here's a different way of looking at something. Here's a different way to approach something. And then you decide. It's really that simple for you, or for me anyhow. You can take it, leave it, you can change the station, but get information first before you make decisions, before you decide to solidify something in your brain that only works a certain way. One of my regular guests on the show, and I enjoy having him on all the time, is the CEO of Liberty Healthshare, Dale Bellis, and he speaks plain simple English, and we're going to talk about the difference between health sharing and health insurance, because there is a difference, and I know many of you say, I don't get it. But, you know, one is an insurance and one, I don't know what it is. Dale, thanks for being with me today.
It's a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for the invitation.
You know, and again, as we like to joke about, true, I mean, what is the difference? Why wouldn't I go for the insurance company as opposed to go to a health sharing program? That just sounds like socialism to me, Dale. I don't know.
Well, a health insurance arrangement is a contract of indemnity where the insurance company agrees to and promises to pay based upon certain hazards that you encounter. You get sick, they're going to pay based upon you submitting your premium. Health sharing is a totally different methodology and premise. It's based on the American tradition of self-care and mutual care. That is, we take responsibility for the care of our health, but I'm in a part of a community that whenever I get sick and have costs, everyone shares in and bears a part of that cost. So I have a $10,000 bill. other members are assigned to assist with that $10,000, and we crowdfund that individual member, and we pay each other's medical bills. It's voluntary, it's cooperative, but we're self-motivated and self-determined and directed, and that's really the distinction. We're all self-pay patients, but we share our costs in community with one another.
So there's not a committee sitting there deciding what treatment you can have or not have. It's actually other people, I like the term members. It's other members in the program that can sit back and see, and they're contributing as well. They're being part of your process, part of your solution, correct?
Absolutely, Joe. In fact, we base our sharing mentality and methodology based upon a Christian tradition of people helping each other whenever they're in need. That's one of our shared beliefs. So on the basis of our ethical and religious values, we care for one another in community with each other, but we also give each other the freedom to be self-determined in terms of the care of our health. So we each have the responsibility and the right to care and direct and manage our own care of our health, as well as share those costs that we can't pay for ourselves in community with one another. And so it's that balance.
Yeah, but I like the words you use. Like, you know, you've got the freedom and liberty to choose. First of all, under this kind of program, you can actually choose your doctor for real, right?
For real. We don't have a network of doctors. You choose your own doctor. You go to your own hospital. We're self-pay patients. And so we have that freedom to select and choose accordingly. And then we share those costs with one another. And we prepare, whenever we process a bill for a member, the payment to that doctor or hospital based on national data that tells us what is a fair and reasonable reimbursement for that service. And we submit that to that doctor and hospital, and overwhelmingly that's accepted and appreciated because it's fair, it's reasonable, and it's prompt.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about it is I've experienced this in my own life with certain things where I've made deals with doctors or dentists or eye doctors, and I've actually done better than I would have done if I used my insurance company, you know, and people don't realize that you know, you brought up something in past interviews where this is kind of consumerism to a degree. We should be treating our health care like consumerism, right?
Joe, unbelievably, in every other area of our life, we experience that kind of consumer focus and orientation. I go to the local car shop. I get tires. I get a muffler. I get a tune-up on my car. I go to a restaurant. Whatever I do, I'm comparing the billing that's presented to me with what I've consumed or received. That's not the case in America with health care. And so it's time for the individual patient to be the consumer, demand that price transparency, and change the cost curve downward based upon really the ability of the individual patient to pay for that care. And it's oddly enough, what they send out as a bill is not what a hospital will receive to settle that particular service at a significant discount, and we advocate for our members in that way.
Now, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. You know, you talk about discount consumerism and all that. Don't miss the part that you get to go to the doctor that you trust. In some cases, you've loved for years. You've loved being around for years. You won't get any less service with it. You just have more control over the services you get and actually how you get them done, right?
We've removed that layer of bureaucratic red tape I refer to as medocrats who have really grown up over the course of a number of years that are intermediaries between the doctor and the patient, making choices and decisions in their economic interests as opposed to what's in the interest of the patient. We've removed that, and now the patient and doctor are making those choices and decisions together, and we're just taking the fair and reasonable cost of that encounter and sharing it together in community.
Yeah, I love this. I love the whole thought behind this. You know, some of the questions I've gotten in the past, and you got to make people comfortable with this. who are you responsible to? Because, you know, we've got in our minds, we've been taught to believe that unless the government, unless you're an insurance company regulated by the government, which should scare the heck out of everybody, but who are you responsible to? Who oversees you to make sure you're doing the right thing?
Well, first of all, there is a criteria established in the Affordable Care Act as to what constitutes a recognized health care sharing ministry. One of them is you have to be a nonprofit. Number two, you have to have an annual audit. Number three, you have to make sure that you never dismiss a member because they become too sick. There's like five criteria there in the ACA. So that's one side of our accountability. The other is, as a nonprofit religious organization receiving funds and facilitating the sharing of medical bills with members, we have oversight from the Internal Revenue Service. We have to follow all of the necessary standards for how a nonprofit organization functions and is regulated. And the third is, in each state, there are attorneys general that manage and oversee the offering of services to consumers. And so we're a part of that regulatory framework as well, that we're not over-promising and under-delivering, et cetera. And so we submit to all of that oversight.
Yeah, and it's, again, it's only – I know people are asking these questions because for what, 100 years we've been taught this is how insurance works. This is how you take care of your body. This is how you go to the doctor. And it's about time that people start realizing, you know, this is your body. You know, there's certain things you know, my wife goes to I don't even know the name of the type of chiropractor where they don't snap your head and snap your bones and all that. You know, they have a more gentle approach. It's her body. It's the way she's decided to make that work. And we need to start thinking that way. It's my body doesn't belong to the insurance company. It belongs to me. I should be able to take care of it the way I want to. Hey, Dale, tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, I was just going to say that's the healthcare sharing grassroots movement that's occurring in America, where Americans are awakening to the opportunity that they can, in fact, manage, control, and direct the care of their health. The best place to go to find out about Liberty HealthShare, libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. You can ask for a free decision guide, we call it. It's an information packet that comes.
And they will tell you and talk with you about any part of this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Come on, don't lie. Most of you know this song. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Stations and times can be found up on my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening there. We have control there. That's the great part about it. One of the other outlets is not being very nice to us tonight. Just didn't like that whole conversation around the UN. I guess when you call them the United Nuts, they get very upset. I don't know why. I mean, you should own it. If that's what you want to be, if that's what you're acting like, you should own it, right? I mean, at least I think you should. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, I have a... Brad Dacus is a friend of mine. He's also the president of PJI, Pacific Justice Institute. And I, you know, when it comes to Christmas, for me, as some of you have figured out, it's Christmas. All right? And if you're not a religious person and you want to celebrate the holiday and you call it Xmas, fine for you. But Christians, you should be calling it Christmas, or Christmas, as I call it. And there are a lot of schools, there are a lot of public, you know, entities, agencies, what have you, who say that they can't display a nativity scene. It's not true. Supreme Court has said it's not true. that as long as there's space for other seats, as long as you're inclusive and not exclusive, it's fine. It's not a problem. So my attitude is, let it rip. Just do it. And let's hear what Brad Dinkus has to say about it.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dinkus.
Some city staff from Bakersfield, California, were unsure about the legality of certain Christmas celebrations. So they recently sought legal analysis from Pacific Justice Institute and then went forward with their Christmas tree lighting and a live nativity scene. PGI provided in-depth information stating that the courts allow government Christmas displays if the religious and secular symbols of the season are both present. PGI applauds Bakersfield for seeking the legal facts first. Other elected officials, employees, and students should contact PGI for the best advice on the constitutionality of Christmas celebrations.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Wrong button. I love that guy. No, I very much do. I love the stuff that they're doing. I love how they're going after all the groups that decide that we can't believe or we shouldn't believe what we believe, so they're going to shut us down. They're going to try to shut us down anyhow. So I do appreciate what they do for us. And you're going to hear people call them haters and gay haters and all that other stuff. You know what? I've had it. I've just had it with these people. And we can't let them get away with it anymore. You can't let them get away with it anymore. I'm doing my best here. You have to do your best there. No, seriously. You know, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are with us, that you are paying attention, that you are involved in the conversation. And coming into Christmas is always great because the stories that start coming out, you just sit there and start scratching your head. Apparently, according to ToddStarnes.com, new children's book depicts Santa as gay and as a black man. Now, look, I don't have a problem with you depicting Santa as a black man or a white man or a gray man, whatever is closer to what you are. But why is it? And the gay community wonders why mainstream Christianity, you know, conservatives get so irritated with them. Why is it that every time you turn around, what do we have? We had a nativity scene with two Josephs in there. Okay? And let me tell you, they weren't cousins. You know what I'm saying? And now you have to have, I mean, what? Does it make you happy? That you're poking a conservative community? Does it make you happy that you're poking the Christian community? Make you feel good? You know, and again, why take a simple children's story? Why take a simple story about a guy that's dropping gifts in your living room and sexualize it? Why do you have to do that? This is what you think. You're being smart and you're gaining or earning or whatever support. This is what turns the support off for you. Mrs. Claus is now a mister in a new gay-themed Christmas book. Right? And it's one that CNN is pushing and loves, thinks it's a wonderful idea. Now, Santa's husband tells the story of a black Kris Kringle and his white husband living. Well, see, I'm offended. Why can't it be the other way around? Why does Kris Kringle have to be black married to a white guy? I mean, I'm being stupid, but you see what I'm saying. This is just dumb. And again, here's the other thing. I just had this conversation with a gay guy that I thought we were going to be fine together. We'd be fine discussing this kind of stuff. It cannot be holy matrimony. The word being holy. Gay marriage is not approved of by the Almighty. It is not. The Bible specifically talks about it. Does it use the word gay? No, because I love you guys who like to do that to me. Well, the Bible doesn't say anything about gay marriage. Well, of course it doesn't. It doesn't use the word gay. It doesn't tell you not to smoke either. It doesn't say don't smoke Marlboro cigarettes. What it tells you is don't deface or hurt your body. And that's not just cigarettes. That's gluttony. That's too much sugar. That's whatever. There's no hiding here. You can't be 450 pounds and beaten on somebody because they smoke. Now, you can say to somebody, look, I got my own stuff to deal with, right? I'm fighting the weight. It's wrong. I'm A, B, and C. But, dude, you know, you're smoking like a chimney. That can't be good for you either. That's different. So, it's the same thing here. First, you get mad because we say, look, matrimony, marriage was a church thing. And you've absconded with that. Some of my gay friends will say, no, it's not a holy thing. But it is a holy thing. Matrimony is a holy thing. Remember, as far as the state's concerned, they don't care whether you get married in a church or not. For them, it's a permit and a contract. That's all it is. I mean, not trying to be rude, but seriously. The dog catcher, if he's got the right credentials, can marry you in a town. So, you know, there's a justice of the peace. I even think a notary could do it. I don't know in some states. So it shows you that there's nothing holy about it. It's all about the money to the state. But this is hilarious. So now the black Kris Kringle, which again, for clarity, I'm not having an issue with. I think that's wonderful. And see, here's the thing. Everything is relative, right? Now, there is a funny part about this. The folklore, what is it? He's Norwegian, right? Or, God. One of those white countries, you know, like, you know, snow. There's no sun. So according to the, I don't know if this is going to be young, but you young people are going to be in the car with you. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, according to the story, okay, he comes from a continent where it's, you know, 99.9% white people. So, you know, yeah, Kris Kringle was probably white. But if it makes your family feel good, if it brings it more home to you, makes it more personal, then fine. You know what? If you're in Israel, then maybe he's more sandy looking. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? If you're in Japan, maybe he has a different look about him. And there's nothing wrong with those things. We are all different, and it's okay. Because I know I'm going to get emails and people are going to tell me what racist comments I'm making. You were separating out the Japanese, the Chinese, the Israelis, the black. Yeah, you're right. They are differences. They are what separate us in looks, not in humanity. Really. I mean, fat and tall. We're both humans. I'm fat. Really that simple. Now, if you're large and you don't like the term fat, don't use it. I use it. I'm okay with it. I won't lose any sleep over it. It just makes me nuts. So here we go. All right. I got totally off here. But we're talking about, like I said, or they're talking about holy matrimony. And the story was written for children, according to the book, as young as 4 years old. Again, why? What's the reason? Now, you can tuck in your preschooler on Christmas Eve, and now you can sit and read with them with the tales of Frosty, the Sugar Plum Fairy, and yes, a big, fat, old, jolly gay guy. Think about it. Why? Where does this get you? What does this do for you? I'm gonna give this to Xander, see if he can help me understand. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots coming up in the next hour as well. Don't go far. I'm having a lot of fun. I don't know if you are. We'll be back in a little bit.